The DNC's official definition of greening is the activity of adding sustainability principles into the planning process of an event or operation. When Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper announced that the Democrats' convention was going to be the greenest convention in history, the party and the city had their work cut out for them. This week, YPress spoke with Perry Burnap, the director of greening for Denver's host committee. Burnap faced several challenges, including a short timetable. She had less than a year for planning, but there were other obstacles.
We also had no money. We didn't have cash from the host committee nor the city. The environmental dimension of planning the convention was not in the original contract.
Despite these challenges, the city has made several changes to green the convention. City maps show walking paths, which translate steps and miles into prevented carbon emissions. For example, every mile Indiana delegates walk, they prevent 1 pound of carbon emissions. Reusable water bottles are provided to all delegates and media with water filling stations throughout convention venues. A program called Freewheelin' has loaned Denver 1,000 bikes. People are encouraged to check out these bikes for free as an alternative form of transportation. This program will also be available at the Republican National Convention. Freewheelin' predicts that over the course of the conventions, it will reduce the national carbon footprint by 4.4 tons. Burnap says that there are some things people can do to help the environment that hopefully turn into simple habits. She suggests people be more conscious of what they eat by buying local and how they use energy by using alternative ways of getting around town. Burnap is already noticing people are changing their habits during this greening convention.
Getting this program, this Freewheelin' program here, what I'm noticing even as I commute on my own bicycle, a huge increase in riding to work around town. It's really cool.
17-year-old Asia Dorsey, a Colorado resident, sees the effect of this effort. She is a member of Denver's Front Range Earth Force, a youth organization that works to green their community. Asia believes in order for positive environmental changes to last, the first step is educating the public on what they can individually do.
There's a lot that needs to be fixed, including education on the environmental issues, because I know that we always hear about global warming, and we read the headlines and listen to our parents, and they make it so scary and so big, so that turns a lot of young people off. I think we need to get educated.
Enlisted by the DNC, Earth Force is educating delegates from New York, New Jersey, and California about the greening movements going on in Denver. And some Indiana delegates, like Melina Kennedy, have already come to the convention with ideas on how to make a positive impact on the environment.
Drive less, walk more, recycle, buy recycled materials rather than new materials. And really, if everybody can contribute in small ways, it would make a very big difference.
Asia sees the greening of the convention as a start, but knows there will need to be concentrated environmental efforts.
The number one thing we should do for our environment is, care. I think there's a difference between recycling and being green because you think it's cool and doing those things because you know it's right.
For YPress, this is Millie Kripe. The piece was produced by Jonathan Gaynor, Sarah Zabel, and Max Gabovich.